Hello and welcome. You are listening to Agronomy and Economy from the Dickinson Research Extension Center. I'm Ryan Beto, an NDSU Area Extension Specialist in Cropping Systems.
And I'm Levi Helmuth, an instructor with the North Dakota Farm Business Management Program, employee of Bismarck State College.
Today we are going to talk to you about habits and how they affect your operation. There are many decisions that you make, and over time these decisions become habit. It is necessary from time to time to reflect on these habits and decide whether they are helping or hindering you and if there is any way they can be improved. These habits can be connected to your practices in the field or practices with your checkbook.
The most dangerous phrase is, "We've always done things this way." You need to examine if your practices are based on tradition or if there is rationale behind these actions. By forming habits based on good information, new information, and sound decision-making, you can improve the management of your operation. If you're a younger producer, you maybe don't have set practices in place. The actions you make today will form the habits you carry forward tomorrow.
To help yourself form good habits, a good practice is to be conscious of your current practices and stay informed by networking with others, attending workshops, and being up to date with current events. Sometimes markets, technology, and weather patterns can change, allowing new crops to be viable in new regions. Continuous cropping cereals may be a habit that you formed, but it may be advantageous to add a broadleaf into your rotation. When a new crop like soybean enters a region, there are practices that need to be learned, and it may force you to leave your comfort zone.
Maybe a habit you have is selling grain right off the combine or selling calves right off the cow. To adjust to lower commodity prices, recalibrating your marketing plan, or just making a marketing plan may be a new habit to form. Another habit that can make or break your operation is good record keeping and financial planning.
That's all we have for you today. I'm Ryan Beto, an NDSU Area Extension Specialist in Cropping Systems at the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center.
And I'm Levi Helmuth, an instructor with the North Dakota Farm Business Management Program, employee of Bismarck State College.
If you have any questions or would just like to visit, feel free to visit us at the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center, located at 1041 State Avenue, Dickinson, North Dakota, or call us at 701-456-1100. Have a good one.